Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew, Six Eyes Radio Network. Hope everybody had a beautiful day on this July 15th, 2023. Very reflective day for me. We'll talk about it when we get into the show. But it's the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9627. How is everyone doing this evening?
I am doing amazing. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. All right. Who else do we have with us? ATL, are you there?
He's actually on mute right now, so maybe he's taking a...
Yes,
I'm
here right now. Right here,
all
yes,
right,
just letting anyone come in. Anybody else wants to speak, just put, like you say, push your hands up, push one to speak.
Push your hands up. Push the one and your hand goes up, like we used to be in school.
Your hand goes up. There you go. There
come
you
welcome,
been
welcome.
Drinking tonight, brother? You drinking on the job? So here's the thing. So here's the new thing. What's in your cup? What's in my cup? I'm not actually drinking out of a cup. I'm drinking out of a can, and it is Mike's lemonade. So that's, I mean, that's what I...
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. So
No, you didn't.
Twisted. I'm my bad. It's the Twisted Arnold Palmer is what
okay.
I'm drinking right now.
All right.
I will be having some pretzels. So we had a great day today, day of reflection, as you all know, where ATL, you know. Papa Six Eyes was the day he passed. So I commemorated the day, started off with first thanking the Lord for waking me up on this beautiful Saturday. Always saying hello to Mama, Daddy, Sister, and Brother.
Yes.
And Father every day. That's what I do when I wake up. And like I said, today was reflection. So what I did today, I had my coffee. I had my two boiled eggs with salsa. And I watched The Price is Right. I watched The Rifleman. And I played music. And on yesterday, the launch of the new Six Eyes Radio Network Global, I have a show on Friday, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and 5 Central. It's My Daddy's Records. So I always try to get Papa Six Eyes to do a show for me on Thursday, Papa Six Eyes Jazz Hour. And I'm telling you, from the top of the morning, my father is talking just like I'm talking. 8:55. Hello. What's going on, Dad? So I'm like, oh, come on, man. So I never could get him to commit to do a show, but my father has been on several shows, and that is one of the best things, you know, that I'm glad I have my mother and father's voice captured and forever preserved. That's my happiest moment with that, because, you know, their voice is preserved on
right.
on countless shows. So that's definitely a blessing. But that's how I commemorated Papa Six Eyes today. Coffee, Price is Right, Rifleman, and playing music. And like I said, launched the My Daddy's Records every Friday. And that is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and 5 Central. So it was a good show. It was a good show. And with that, I'm complete. Who else we got? Oh, hey, by the way, hold on. And by the way,
happy.
As far as mental go, thumbs up for my mental.
All right.
Amen.
And don't forget, it's Uncle Jack's birthday.
Yes,
and
it
he
is.
Was
happy
in
birthday, Uncle Jack.
Today.
Well, Uncle Jack needs to answer his phone because I called him twice. So happy birthday, Uncle Jack. Also,
yep.
Happy birthday to my boy Joey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jay Sean. And happy birthday to the late Gerald LaVert. All right. July birthday. All right. I'm really complete now.
Amen.
Anyone else? Good evening. Good evening. Who else do we have?
All right. All right. My mentor is great. Hey, I DJ ATL and Styles. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Six Eyes Radio Network show.
All right. So if your mental is great, so, that's a thumbs up.
All right. 336.
Pride and joy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Out there to everyone. I am Miss Pride and Joy, calling from the North Carolina area, and my mental is a 10.
Awesome.
Okay, so here's the thing. So we do a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
All right. So we got all thumbs up so far. That's good. That's good.
All right, 415.
Thumbs up. Love you all. Glad to be here.
All right, all right. 803.
Hi, y'all there. This is Two-Piece from South Carolina, and I am all thumbs up. In about 30 minutes,
all right.
I'll be celebrating my birthday.
Oh,
all right. Happy. How many years
you turn? I'll be turning 33.
33?
43.
Oh, 43. Okay, okay. All right, well, happy birthday to you. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, I was born at 12 o'clock on the dot.
12
o'clock. Oh, wow.
All right. So what song you want to hear at 12 o'clock? What's one of your favorite songs you want to hear?
Anything by Busta Rhymes.
Anything by Busta Rhymes. Okay, you know he got a new album out. So so if I play Scenario, would you be happy with that, Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah, that'd be just right.
Okay, Tribe Called Quest. All right. All right, so everybody had a good day today. Like I said, today was the day of Papa Six Eyes passing, but like I said, it was a good day. You know, like I said, I just reflected, you know, like I said, things that he liked to do. That's what I did and had my coffee. And yeah, I got through it.
All right.
So,
we have one more.
Where it's at.
We have one more caller with a hand up. 256.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful day that the Lord has made. I
Amen.
Give a thumb up. My day is wonderful.
All right. We got all thumbs up. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Excellent, excellent. All right, so everybody's mental is good, and that's a beautiful thing. Now, as it gets hot outside, we have to remember to check on the elderly, make sure they are staying hydrated. Also, make sure the pets are staying hydrated and getting adequate exercise, going for walks, because pets need walks too. Also, making sure you, like I said, check on the elderly, make sure they have water, make sure your pets have water. And the most important thing, do not leave your children or pets unattended in cars, especially if you live in Texas, because that heat index is very hot, and they get up into the triple digits, past 100 degrees. Sometimes. So you got to definitely be careful, you know, no matter what city you live in, you have to be careful. And don't leave your kids unattended. You won't leave your cell phone or your purse behind, so don't leave a pet or child behind. The Six Eyes Radio Network cares, and we want everybody to have a beautiful, continual summer. Because people keep doing it, man. They keep going to the gym, they keep going to the grocery store. You know, and they leave these kids in the car, and luckily, you know, they've been, even been situations where the car has been put to drive, you know, because the kids are in the car, they got the radio going, and, you know, kids, you know, they're curious, the car started rolling, and, you know, it could be a bad situation. But there was a story where this little boy drove the car to McDonald's, and he had his little sister in the car, and he drove and got them food. Now the drive-thru worker was looking for the parents. They're like, well, where's your parents at? They thought it was a joke. They're like, well, where's your parents? And the little boy said, you know, they went ahead and gave him the food. They gave him the food, but they pulled over and ate in the parking lot. So apparently this is something where kids are very genius, you know, and like I said, the little journeys of the world, you know, they're the future, you know. Newborn, you know, even, you know, the ones, the Tweeties of the world, you know, these are our future, okay? And for that little boy to do that, he had to have watched his parents or somebody do that, you know, and that's the only way the police came and, you know, got him and took him back to his parents. But parents, you can't be leaving your keys out just open like that, I mean, because that could have turned out bad to where he could have gotten into an accident, and that could have been real bad. So he actually made it, you know, to McDonald's, from home to McDonald's, through the drive-thru. They gave him the food. He pulled over, ate the food, and with that they called the police, and they came and, you know, got the boy and his little sister. And I'm glad that turned out that way, because it could have been, you know, something different. So with that, I'm complete, and right now you're enjoying the 6 Eyes Radio Network on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. All right. So everybody had a great day today. That's a beautiful thing. All right. So the question of the night is, what is one thing that you look for during the summer months? So we go from June all the way to the end of summer. What are some things that you like to do in the summertime, and some things that you did as a child that you love to do still today, as far as summer goes? So no particular order, but we always start with the queens, though. But, you know, no particular order, whoever goes first. I would say we let the eldest go first, Evangelist Clayton. She has the most wisdom. So we'll start with you, Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Amen. Praise God Almighty. I give God the glory. Give God the praise for who he is. And my summer, just enjoying the summertime where you don't have to be overloaded with clothes that you put on, but you can wear lighted clothes and you can go visit our families and friends and loved ones. We normally, during the summertime, we go visit our grandma. But since my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, and my dad is gone to their resting place, we don't do that anymore. But what I do is that I do spring cleaning, I do summer cleaning, you know, put bright colors, yellow, purple, you know, the lighter colors. I change my whole entire of my home and bring the sunshine into the window, you know, into the light. And so that's something I truly enjoy. I enjoy colors. I enjoy, amen, changing, making the brightness, enjoying what God has given us to enjoy. So yellow, pink, pink and white and rose and so forth, coming out of the darkness, dark colors, because darkness, you know, represents the winter, you know, keeping you warm. But when you can break loose, you can break loose, and it's time for capris, and it's time for sandals, and it's time that you don't have to put on coats anymore. So that is a beautiful thing, to be able to just sundress, to be able to sundress and enjoy the water. And I'm grateful, and I give God the praise. I just thank God, amen, that he's keeping us. Even during this hot endemic, we've been in the three. We've been 101. We've been 102.
Wow.
So just thanking God. This is the state of Florida. You know, the state of Florida. So I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for who God is, and bright colors, beautiful colors. Amen. Let the sun shine in. Amen. It's what it's about. I'm completed.
Amen. Well, thank you for that, Evangelist Clayton. Anyone else? Who else? Same question.
Amen. I look forward to swimming and water aerobics, getting out and doing gardening, and just enjoying the fresh air. Mm-hmm. Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
I am complete.
Okay.
I like a lot of flowers, like changing the flowers. I like flowers and changing, like, the curtains and getting at the water slides and stuff to wake the kids up. That's what I like. And get
okay.
the kids on the hot scotch. You know, they like to do the hot scotch and jump rope and stuff, too, as well. So stuff like that is what I like for the summer, for the kids.
I used to love, what is that stuff called the girls used to do? They used to have the two
double
ropes.
Double dutch.
Oh, double
is
rope.
That what,
double.
They used to have the same. They used to be turned at the same time.
That would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah, I used to love watching that. That used to be cool. And they used to be doing some little tricks and all kinds of stuff with that. I used to love that.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to have the good jump rope. You couldn't have that little jump rope. You had to have the long one. My sister used to do that stuff. Her and her little friends. And I have my little afro kicked out there watching her friends jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Okay, Nicole, what about you? What did you in your summer?
As a child, let's see, keeping company with my friends every day opposed to on the weekends, like just the weekends, having company over. Let's see, staying up late due to the heat. The whole block would be up late. And outside because it was just, you know, warm on the inside. So folks would come out in the evening. Definitely being a part of Vacation Bible Study because we get to visit each other's Vacation Bible Studies. So it was like a whole event from church to church that we used to get to do together, which was fun. Family reunions, I remember those were like a summertime thing. My grandfather on the barbecue grill, folks coming over for Labor Day was a thing of summer where we get to have soda, which was nice. Attending arts and craft camps also. But now in my older years, pretty much what all the sisters have said, just enjoying summer, like seeing the beautiful colors of summer. What God gives us to look at in summer. The extra hours of sunlight, I'm definitely appreciative of that, the sunset setting later. And playing pranks on my loved ones. Though that might be an all-year-round thing, a couple extra things. Like our sister Pride and Joy said about the water, that's something definitely is a part of summer even now. And with that, I'm complete. Thank you for asking.
Okay. All right, we got any other queens that may have joined us since we've been talking? Anybody else? Okay, guess not. Well, for me, summertime always meant that I would be going over to my cousin's house or they'll be coming over to our house. And this is something that we did. So at my house, we had these little spring doorknobbers, spring doorstops. And my cousin used to always make the noise with the doorstop, and it would make my father mad, like carry your ass a bit. And my father used to spell, you would thought he was a teacher. Get GETNINDHEBED. We would spell it out. And my cousin thought that was so funny. You know, so that's why he would do it. We would slam the cabinets in the kitchen, you know, just being bad, goofy, being bad. But that was one thing that we did. Staying up late, you know, that was always cool. And what we would do is we would pop the popcorn. Now, I don't know if y'all remember the brown paper bag, but either my my brother or my cousin, they would pop the popcorn, and they would put either a spoon or a fork in the pot, so the popcorn wouldn't stick together. But then when you poured the popcorn in the bag, you had to watch out for that fork or that spoon, you know. And I used to love eating the popcorn out the bag. And to one point, like when I was at my aunt's house, I would roll the popcorn up and I would come back and eat it because I kind of liked it to get stale. That's kind of crazy, I know. But that's what I would do because I wouldn't take it home with me because I had popcorn at home. But when I would go back over there to my aunt's house, I would always go back to it. She would put it up for me. So this one particular day, I came over there. Father and mother dropped us off over there. And I'm in my cousin's room, and I'm eating the popcorn. And as I'm eating the popcorn, the thing I know, I'm picking up candy paper, and I'm like, okay, what the hell is this? So I'm picking up candy paper, Alexander the Great box. I'm like, oh, shit, this is trash. So, yeah, so that stopped that. But I used to go over there because my aunt used to always have to put up for me. So I'm just, you know, thinking it's the regular popcorn. And she put it, you know, in my cousin's room. And, yeah, so that stopped that, stopped me doing that. But that was one thing I used to like to do. We go to Chuck E. Cheese. That was always cool. And just, you know, being over each other's house, playing kickball. Now, I played kickball in dress shoes because I kicked the hell out of that ball in dress shoes, you know. And that was the only sport that people would pick me to play. They wouldn't pick me for basketball, baseball. Oh, no. But I kicked the shit out that ball. So, yeah, so that, you know, just good memories, you know. So I'm complete. But that's some of the things I like to do when I was younger in summer.
But what about
anyone else?
In your adult years. Well, you didn't speak about your adult years. What do you do now?
Well, now, just every day, the breeze, nice weather. I go to the Sight Center. I go have fun there. And like I said, the options I've been going to is cool. So I like doing that. Got to go out and eat somewhere, though, because like I said, I hadn't really been out to a restaurant to go eat. So want to get like a group of people together to go eat, you know, and that'd be cool. But yeah, just like I say, just summertime, period. You know, any day the Lord bless you. Because like I said, a lot of people today were yesterday, you know. So like I said, anything the Lord gives, it could snow tomorrow, I'm still going to be thankful, you know. But as you get older, you know, you just, you know, enjoy each day. And I, you know, that's basically it.
Amen.
And I'm complete. Anyone else? Two piece? ATL?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, hey, Ruthie. I didn't know you were there. Hello.
Oh, that's
all right. I just put the number one on, and I switched phones, and my other phone is too loud. But I just wanted to say that I actually play tennis in the summer when I was young. I miss it now because they took the court out, but I did go to college and took a tennis court. And then I also went and did bowling, and I did three strikes in a row when I was in college. So that was fun. And I told Teddy, okay, we're going to have to go back and do it again because I wouldn't mind going over there and playing bowling just for fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see, though.
Okay.
And then I just basically, we've been having lots of fun with our cookout. And
okay,
right,
yeah,
now we just,
yeah,
put it up for now, but we're going
to
have another cookout maybe.
Nice.
Because I have another friend might be coming over for her birthday, and that's not the end of August, so it'll be a long time before we do another cookout unless the weather stops raining. It's been raining and thunderstorming all day today.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny and I have been doing a little cooking and stuff, and I did some bacon today, so we have BLTs. Well, we're just kind of like hanging loose, having fun.
All right. Excellent. And you are celebrating your 26th wedding anniversary, so congratulations for that.
Yeah. I'm still kissing them all the time.
All right. So got to get the monkeys on for y'all then. Got to get the monkeys on before we get out of here.
And I'm going to have my scammer thing. I got a scammer for you.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
All right, well, what we need to do is take a commercial break, and then we will come back to Two-Piece and ATL and see what they like to do over the summertime. And if the clock has struck 12, we want to say happy birthday to Two-Piece.
Oh, yes.
And someone will sing happy birthday to you when we come back. All right, let's take a commercial break. Let's take two or three commercial breaks, and we'll be back. Six Eyes Radio Network. Perhaps people have fell. Hello?
Hello?
Who's on the board?
I believe it's like...
Had to do it live.
Hey there. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner. Never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. All right, we're back. All right. So Two-Piece, what are some things you like doing during summertime? We already did the commercial. What are some things you like to do during summertime as a child and your adulthood? Something you still like doing?
As a child, when I was in Lee Little, that was vacation time at the beach and stuff. When I got a little older, you know, I joined a bike crew, Dirty South Riders, still in full effect. That was summertime beach, you know, looking at the ladies, getting skimpy, that is being real. But now that I'm older, and with kids of my own, it's now their time for fun, hitting up all the theme parks and everything, cookouts, just having fun. Mm-hmm. Especially my birthday.
Okay. And you got three kids, right? Three? How many kids you got?
Got three biological kids, and I got six dynamics, but I take care of them. I've been a father in their life, all their life, and I'm going to remain that way until they graduate college, period.
Okay. Now, what are the ages of the three you got?
The three that biological, I have my oldest daughter, who is Shaylin Johnson, who is 19. You have Samaji Jr., my oldest boy, who is 26. He's a lieutenant in the United States Air Force. And then you have Torrance, who is just going to college at Charleston University down in Charleston, and he is 18.
Okay.
All right.
What's the course of study?
18, 19, 20. Just so you know, we have two minutes before it's our brother's born day.
All right. So I say all the women sing the Two-Piece. I think that'd be great. I think that'd be something that he will remember. So when the clock strikes, when the clock strikes 12, try saying that fast three times. When the clock strikes 12, the women will be singing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's a minute.
So we will hear the angelic voices in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. All right. Forty-three, another year around the sun.
Yep. Good and blessed year.
Yeah. and I'm glad everything turned out good with the surgery. That's a blessing.
Most definitely. A blessing.
And the time is now. It is now midnight on the dot. Amen.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Two Piece. All right, ladies, take it away. Come on, Pride and Joy. Come on, y'all.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
Come on, ladies and gentlemen, Pride and Joy. I think she wanted to do solo. Take it away.
I'm so glad of it.
Take it away. We can't hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know what y'all doing.
Happy birthday to our brother Two Piece.
I thought Two Piece had his birthday on the 30th.
It's his birthday right now.
Well, what we gonna sing? What y'all wanna sing to him? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thanks to my- Mr. Six Eyes, Brother Jaree is Brother Jaree is on mute. He's been trying to get in, but he's on mute. 561 area code.
What's the area code, huh?
561.
561. Whoever's on the board, can you open up the gentleman's mic, please? Who's on the board? Nikkel, ATL, who's on the board? Okay, see.
I'm gonna open
one
your
moment,
mic.
Sir.
Press one.
Did he press the one?
561's been open before the song started.
Oh, he said he was still on mute.
He might need to unmute his line, but no, he's not. I had unmuted his mic before the birthday song came on.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Let me text him back. He's not saying anything.
Okay. Yeah, he has to take his stuff off mute. Maybe he's on self mute.
Yes.
Okay. So, I guess Chad has put together a dance battle with LeVar, two-piece, so that'll be going on before we get out of here tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he got his little shoes on. So whenever he have his little shoes on and his little outfit is hanging up, I know he's going to be dancing. Yeah.
Moonwalk competitions.
Yes, He is ready. No, LeVar is too stiff. LeVar cannot do the moonwalk.
He has to do the robot then.
He can do the robot. He can definitely do the robot. He got that down packed. Dancing Machine, if I put that on, he got that down packed.
Like a robot with a little, what do you call it, Cat Patch Kid remix.
Yeah. All right, sir, did you press the one yet?
Okay, let me see what it says.
And Pride and Joy, you do have our entertainment news tonight?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that. Right now, you're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes, APL and Crew. So the phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. If you want to get on air, press the 1, and we will open up your mic.
Okay. He said he
hello,
heard
hello, hello.
There he is.
Hey. Hello, yeah, sir. Yeah, how you doing? Welcome.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good. Welcome to the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, that's what's up. Happy birthday, Two Peas.
Thank you, Brother Jerry.
Yeah. How you doing, Miss Proud Joy?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Nicole, I thought I heard Nicole.
Yes. Bless you. Glad you're here.
Is that Brother John?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Brother, you can ask
me.
Yeah,
y'all don't never mute my phone. I'm always sitting there.
You know what?
Yeah. We apologize to you, Brother John. Not intentional. And we missed you. We were wondering where you were. Glad you're here tonight.
Yeah, sometimes I come in and
I'm still looking for you. Remember? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Remember her, Cindy? I got to let her know
cousin
I heard
Cindy, yes.
Cindy's cousin.
Yeah, remember? She said,
yeah. You remember.
Yeah. How you doing, Miss Clayton?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the show.
So,
Brother Jai, are you on Facebook? Are you on Facebook at all?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Okay. Somehow or another, it'd be great to be certain you're connected to us so that if that ever happens, you could just text us. But I'm so glad Evangelist Clayton got your message so she were able to tell us because we would never want to leave you out of anything. Amen.
Yeah. Now, when I came here the other night, and I think it was 2 Saturdays ago, and I pushed the 1 key, and then I kept saying, but at the same time, they knocked me out and muted me back out. So I don't know what happened right there.
We'll make sure for certain. Just whenever you want to talk, make sure you press
last 1. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I said this. You know, from now on, I make sure they got the eyes on the board, and when you press the 1, so your mic will be open. So ATL, please be on the lookout for the 561. Thanks. Yeah, man. Good to hear your voice. We've been asking about you. That's good. Glad everything's going all right. So tonight. Yeah. So either thumbs up or thumbs down, how's your mental?
Well, I'm going to say my mental is good. You know, I always try to keep my mental in check.
Okay, so that's thumbs up. So we got thumbs up all across the board. That's good. That's a good thing. And the question for the night was some things that you like during the summer months, being as a child and an adult. What are some of the things that you still like to do?
Some things I still like to do. Let me think on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while he's thinking, I'd like to add.
Oh, he wants me to answer that right now.
Yeah.
Some things I like to do.
If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to think on that one, man. I'm going to get back with you on level six.
Well, I would add roller skating when I was young, camping. I just prefer to be in a camper versus in a tent. Last time I was in a tent, there was a snake up under the girl's tent. So that was the last time I slept in a tent. But as a kid, we always went camping every weekend at the lake, and my grandparents had
What's going on? Song on Sister right now.
Okay. The grandfather had a camper?
Yeah, did you do that? Yeah, my grandparents had a camper and a boat, so we always went to the lake every weekend growing up as kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The grandfather around dudes wave.
Did they ever what?
I said, did y'all ever ride the sea dudes away from us?
No, not when I was growing up. I know I love jet skis now. I love to ride jet skis.
Yeah, that's something I like to do, too. I enjoy doing that a lot.
Yes. Nothing like it. I also want a motorcycle. I really do.
You would like to have one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. My daughter rode motorcycles. She had one, but I think when she had an accident on hers, I think that whole scenario changed her mind.
Yeah. I think that's kind of been holding me back. I said maybe a three-wheeler. I like the three-wheelers now.
Three-wheeler.
Yeah, you're a three-wheeler. I feel like you won't tilt over on me.
Right. Those things are something else to hold up. You got to really be in good shape to hold up.
Yeah.
You got to be, riding with, like, the motorcycle club or something. You know, if you ride with them, then it's a little safer and more cooler if you ride with
the
motorcycle gang.
I rode on the back of one of my friends. Coffee. He was out of Macon, Georgia, and they had a motorcycle group, and they rode, and I rode on the back with him. But as far as me, no, I can't maneuver one of those things. I just have to ride and hold on.
Right. I don't know. My brother rides, and then I got a friend that rides, but. I don't know if I'd join a group per se. I don't know. But I know that they run up and down the street all the time here. And it would be more or less for leisure. I'm not a person who wants to go out and speed race or anything like that. I'd just rather enjoy the countryside and look at all of God's architecture.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, before you get out of here, Ja, you're going to answer that question. We're going to hold you to before we get out of here. We're going to let you think about that. But let's get ready for our entertainment news with Pride and Joy. Are you ready, Pride and Joy, for our entertainment news here on the Six Eyes Radio Network? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. We're going to be going
all right, here's our news with Pride and Joy here on the Six Eyes Radio Network for July 16th, 2023. All right, take it away.
All right, y'all, you guys, we're going to be going over to the Tony Lane hires a new lawyer. All right, he's been going to court back and forth, changing lawyers to the court saying, wait a minute, you can't put nobody else on your team. This is how many times this guy has switched people out and get other people. And one of the guys said something because he felt like these guys was just coming in and kind of like just, you know, just trying to get in on the thing, not even wanting to do the work that has already been done, but not even adding to the work, just wanted to come in just to say, you know, that they're on the team. So they got a lot of big confusion about this case now with him going in, going out, going in and going out. Like the judge had to say himself, wait a minute, it's too many people, you know. Too many people, you got to get rid of some of these people. So he got to move around his team a little bit more. So they're still in court. They're still in there for the same case with him and Megan Thee Stallion. They're still in there. And they have a long-time attorney. He got some of his friends and everybody coming in. But the case have not got solved yet again because, you know, there's so much commotion going on. First of all, like I said, with the changing of the lawyers with his side, not her side. His side are changing with the lawyers, and they let them change the lawyers. And then they arguing because they're saying some of them are coming in and just want to take his money. You're not even asking him what he wants. You're doing it for him, per se, instead of asking him what you want him to do in the courtroom. So it's just like a big old mess right now with this case. The pulling in and pulling out, pulling in and pulling out. They haven't got nowhere further than where they was the last time you we heard about it. It's still at the same thing. So the judge is kind of getting it straight now, so everybody, you know, will be able to come in and do the job that they're supposed to do and letting them know, no, we can't have all these people. You can only have so many people in there with you. So, again, you know, it hasn't got no further than where it was the last time you heard about the story. It's the same place. It's just got to, you know, they got to maneuver around a little bit, take some of the people off of the case that they had. And that's what's going on with the Tory Lane case right now. So next we're going to be moving on to Donna Glover. You know, Donna Glover is a great actor. They're asking him to be the next Mr. Smith and, you know, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith reboot. And it's going to be on Netflix. So this is going to be on Netflix. They're now getting their people. Amazon is going to be doing it. They will be the ones that's going to be doing it. And they're getting everybody together that's going to be in there. And, of course, they got Donald Glover in there. And they had this lady in there named Maya Esking. But I think she really don't want to be in there because this guy is, might as well say it, black. At first she said, oh, I'll do it. And then we get time to do it. She don't want to do it. So my thing is, that's what I believe it is. I believe that, you know. She thought somebody else was going to get it because one time, remember, I just read to y'all last week, they was talking about Elba Idris getting it. But, no, they gave it to him. And, like I said, she changed her mind at the last time. So we don't know if it's going to per go, if she's going to change her mind and go ahead and do it, or whether they really going to have to get somebody else for it. Because, like I said she was going to do it, but when it came down to really actually doing it, she changed her mind on the case. So that's what we have on that. Next, we got the Summer Walker. Isn't planning on having Little Meek's kid anytime soon. Somebody has put out this big old rumor that they're getting ready to have this big old family. You know, she already got kids and she just has some twins. So, you know, they're just keeping it clear, letting everybody know she's saying that she don't want no more kids. Her next thing she's going to do is tour. She has no life for kids right now. She just want to tour and make money. And everybody keep asking, are you praying? Because, you know, sometimes when women have babies, sometimes you don't get all the weight down and stuff. So people thinking that she's pregnant because of that, because of she has, like, a little bit of weight, baby weight that's still on there. But, no, she says, no, she's not having a kid. Her next thing is to tour. So that's what we have with her.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, we have something that went on with some officer that got killed. Huh? Alexa, out. The next we have is two of the officers got killed over the weekend, going into a store where it was some people that was fighting, and two of them actually got killed. It was open fire, policemen firing, and the civilians firing, and everybody was firing them. By the time it got through, two people are now killed. That is on the force, two radios. What else we got? All right, the Pennsylvania police has captured the escape prison inmate. Now, they was looking for this inmate that has got away, and they're finally catching him, getting caught up with him. He was moving all around, boy, but they finally caught him on the, the civilian camera. He went to try to go to a house, and that's where he got caught at because, you know, he had a camera there, and he was going there. So he didn't get to do what he was planning was to move and, get away, escape. But he couldn't escape because he went to somewhere where they had a camera. And so they seen him there. All right. So next we're going to be going over. Now this right here is just something just called very, very hefty. And it's just talking to you about walking, exercises, and you know, how much exercises you need to do, how many minutes you need to do as far as you plan on going out, starting to walk for this lifestyle changes. If you're looking for a lifestyle changes, supporting your health, they got guidelines, and they let you know how long you need to walk, how much you need to do of your physical activity. So I think that'd be pretty interesting for anybody that wants to get into it. I know myself. So next we're going to be going over to, I'll come back on that one. All right. Oh, yeah, and also what's going on with Pittsburgh Steelers. Nothing is really going on with us per se, but they had this golf tournament where they had, of course, the bus, which he's from Pittsburgh, and Larry Fitzgerald, which he's on another team, and they put them on the same team for a golf tournament. Now, they're doing these golf tournaments and different kind of tournaments around the world because they're raising money for the ones that have the different kind of organizations that they have. And the Buzz and Larry Fitzgerald end up fighting. They end up fighting before it even got started because these guys are so, they so into these sports and stuff where they can't just listen or let this one go. No, they want to always go at the same time, so they end up fighting at the organization thing. So that was a big old mess. Let's see, what else do we have? Do y'all know, anybody know Laura Fitzgerald and the bus? Anybody know those two? Uh-huh. That was something interesting.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I'm not familiar. I don't know either.
We know the bus, the wrong bus. Number 36.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them for Chris. Yeah. Both of them. Well, no, that's the eagle for somebody else. But yeah. The golf is. Mm-hmm. as far as the golf tournament. Can you imagine that? Like, you going out there for your organization. You know, you going out there to represent your organization and everything, and you and this guy always get into it. And why would you just get into it there? There where the organization is, where your people at, where you're trying to get out and make money for your organization, you just going out there just acting up. They said the last time that they did it, they had a tie. So they just left it at the tie. So that's why they wanted, somebody had to win this time. Nobody's going to win because you guys got in a big argument. So that is, they didn't do nothing.
People are competitive. People are competitive.
Yeah, they are.
You know, if it's going for a good cause, then, you know, shouldn't be an issue.
So you mean, you telling us that you're going to get out there and fight for your cause? If you have to.
No, I'm not going to. No, the goal is to make money for the charity. I mean,
right.
That's the goal.
That's what's it.
You know.
And you can't make money if you up there throwing blows, throwing them blows and fighting and stuff in front of the people.
Right.
You're trying to get the money from.
Right. Bad luck.
You can't really, do nothing like that. And also, the Essence Award is going to be coming up, y'all. They haven't named all the people yet that's going to be there. So that's why I don't have the list, but I do know Kiki Palmer is going to be, Shirley Raff is going to be two of the people that they have named so far. They named them first. But they're getting ready to have a award show in the Essence. Right now we're Godfather's not here, but where Godfather stay at, this woman is missing. She's 25 years old. And she said she seen a child about 2 years old walking on the highway by herself. Now, this is what she reported to the policeman. And ever since she reported this, she missing. So right now she's been missing like four days now, right now. So they're looking for this young lady. You know, they said they're not going to, as her parents said, they're not going to give up. They're going to still be keep looking. But they found the car. They found the car. All her belongings. But her and the girl, the little girl that she say was walking, they're gone, but everything else is where they left it at. It's kind of strange.
Wow.
Kind of strange. Well,
but we're definitely praying for a safe return. You know, this is where a lot of times these kids get out the house because, you know, people don't lock the screen door. These kids are geniuses now. It ain't like when we was little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you got to have like a stronger, so they can't get out so easy, you know, because these kids will get out there, get out the house. And, you know, like I say, you saw the little boy that drove to McDonald's, you know, parents left the keys, he got in there and drove, got that food, you know, so these little kids are serious, but, you know, this is unfortunate events like, you know, these kids coming up missing and then they travel so far.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, you know, it's good weather, but then it's not good weather because if the little kids ain't got no, if they're dehydrated, that's bad too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to just keep a little closer eye on your children. And if you're going to be in another part of the house, you know, make sure they can't so easily get out. You know, set the alarm to scare their little butts so they, you know, they'll run, you know, back to you. Opposed to escaping. Yeah, but I pray, you know, for a safe return for the little girl and the girl that's missing.
And she left her thing on her lap, you know, so they can see everything that was going on. So hopefully somebody did see something if her phone was still on live. Hopefully somebody seen something, you know.
Right. That's the prayer.
Let me make sure. Never lost a battle. Nope. I think that is all. But did we get to go up here? Yeah.
You listen to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Network. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I was just making sure.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pride and Joy, for that entertainment news. That's a lot.
Wait a minute. Don't say it yet. Let me see.
Okay.
I forgot one. I think I got it there. Yeah. Well, we had a couple of people that worked together on something. Let's see if we still got it.
Win a date with Jimmy Walker. That's right, ladies. You can win a date with Mr. Dynamite JJ of Good Time.
You would love somebody to go on a date with him, wouldn't you?
which one of you? Dynamite! Evangelist Clayton? Hello? Evangelist Clayton? Would you go on a date with Jimmy Walker? Kind of hard to hear.
Hey, they are.
Okay, say it again, Mr. Smith.
I say, would you go on a date with Jimmy Walker? Okay, where's the noise coming from?
Everybody put their phones on mute.
Okay. Who on the board did they put our phones on mute?
Okay, thank you. Yes, I sure will. Yes, I sure will. I will go on a date with Jimmy Walker. JJ? Dynamite.
Yes. Dynamite.
Dynamite.
All right. All right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go. Yeah. We got finished.
No. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So here we go with Sylvester Stallone was selling his home, and he was going to sell it to what's her name? Yeah, and Dale. He was gonna send it to the hello lady. Hello. He was gonna send it.
Adele.
He was gonna sell it to her. Okay. But before she was gonna buy it, she wanted to get the statue too. He has a statue that is in his yard. With the statue, the house costs a lot more. So they agreed that they was going to do it, and then when they found out that their statue was going to cost a little more, Rocky was like, nah, I ain't going to do it. And then she told him, well, if you don't do it, then she told him, I'm not going to buy it then. The only way I'm going to buy it, if I can get this statue with the home. So he went ahead and sold it to her. And he said he glad sold it to her. He said, because actually it looks a whole lot better. You know, now since she got it, than when he had it. So he said it was a good thing. It was a good deal.
Well, you know, me and Adrian, you know, we had that house so long, and, you know, Adrian.
Wow.
You,
wow.
Thank you, Sylvester. Thank you, sir.
And you know what, Six Eyes.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Wow.
And also, y'all know Kelly Clarkson has a new album that came out. And she got Mr. Steve Martin is going to be singing on one of her songs with her.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder why they had Rocky talk like that.
Well, the way he talks, because maybe by him being a boxer, maybe he, got beat up a lot, and that's the way, he talked was he got to.
I kind of feel that's how he speaks. Sir?
That's how he sounds.
Okay.
Wow.
You don't think so?
I haven't heard Sylvester Stallone in a while. Check out Rock.
Huh.
May I?
Yeah.
You may.
Yeah.
Hey, this is DJ ATL Anastasia. So I got a guest on the phone with me right now who want to speak on some of the things that we just talked about. Well, let him go ahead and introduce himself.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who is this? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who's this? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Who's this?
It might be on stuff.
Can you hear
yourself off mute?
All right, he should be on now.
Okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
We don't want to talk.
Welcome.
All right, ATL. What are you doing, Matt?
He got knocked off. I am so sorry, guys. We'll have to bring him back in. We'll go ahead and let y'all go back to y'all show. I apologize for that.
Not a problem, ATL.
No worries.
Not a problem.
All right.
Hello?
Not a problem.
Somebody say hello.
I heard someone say hello. Hello.
Yeah, I think that's him. There he goes.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I said my phone was still on mute. My name's
Sam
Bailey. How y'all doing?
We're fine. How are you, sir?
I like some of the conversation that they got going on. I didn't catch everything, but what I caught was the charity. Something about, doing something for a charity, and then the story about the girl and the woman, walking on the highway kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. So was the woman that called missing as what? Well? Like, as far as with the little girl too?
Was what now? What was the question?
What was that? The person that called to tell the police that there was a two-year-old child walking on the highway. Were they missing as well?
Yeah, both of them was missing. The girl and the child was gone once they got there. Both of them was missing. Yeah.
What's the story name on that? Like, how can I search that? Crazy.
Let me go to it. Sorry.
I think somebody got their window down.
Yeah.
If you're in a car and you have your windows down, please let it up so we can hear you.
And make sure it's an Alabama story.
If you have your window down, let your window up so we can hear you, please.
Oh, my window is telling me. My window's not down. That was just my headphones.
Oh, that's your headphones? Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
we can hear you
sorry
better.
About that.
We can hear you better.
A lot better.
Yep.
Are you ready, sir?
All right, guys. I used to be a professional musician. I used to do music out in New York. And I was co-signed by Def Jam Records with another record label called YMPS. My name's Ann Bailey. You look me up on YouTube, Spotify, all those things. So now I'm focused on becoming a professional business and With my free time, extra time, I definitely want to be able to get my hands on some things that could be positive in helping to change the world, or just to, you know, help the world in a better way, that there just may be like natural things, like whether it's forests, fires, you know, going there and going to help out and plant seeds there, or, you know, spreading awareness in certain news, like something that you just talked about that I had no idea about, you know, or, you know, just different ways that we could give back, or, you know, chase, you know, talk some positivity into some of the indigenous people in the hood that's under the spell still, that don't understand, you know, who they truly are, or just realize that they, you know, are being programmed to think a certain way, and did not realize until they're about in their 30s or like late 40s to kind of realize these things, you know, with like social media and everything going on. It really does program your mind to believe that you should have instant gratification. You don't appreciate the process as much. You don't want to work as hard, and you feel like people owe you. Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure if you guys like ever, I'm not really sure where this is programmed at, or, you know, how many people it could reach and stuff like that. But I know there's a lot of people out there that don't really have their goals in mind, and don't really have, you know, self-love for themselves. You know, and them just hearing some people that are working on that or that is doing that, you know, consistently every day could definitely save a life or change somebody's life.
Right. Right. Well, I would definitely connect with you, because that's what it's all about. You know, it takes a village, and this is what we got to get back to, you know, as a whole. You know, this is why a lot of youth are lost. Because let's say you got a rebellious young king or queen, and, you know, when you try to step in to help, a lot of times, you know, you get pushback. Well, hey, you didn't have this child, you wasn't in labor for this many minutes, second, hours, you know, and then when something happens, you know, why didn't nobody do that? Well, when you try to step in, you know, so, it, you know, I get it. I get it. But that's the old model we got to get back to. It takes a village. And once we get back to that, you know, we stand a chance.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely. Amen. Yeah, I don't really know how we could, besides showing it ourselves, and also making time to,
okay, we.
I don't know.
Still there? I don't know.
Yeah, he's in and out. He's gone. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what were you gonna say about just Clayton?
I was gonna say I heard some of what he was saying, and it kind of like it was bogged in what he's saying. But I was gonna say it take a villain to raise children, and I heard him mention the name Hood. Some was brought up in the project, but if we stop categorizing ourselves as Hood, you know, we stop categorizing ourselves as Hood, you know, from the project to Lawn Light. You know, we got to start from somewhere. Everybody's not as fortunate. So many people from the project, so many people from low income raising. If we stop categorizing ourselves as hoods, you know, from the hood.
That's correct.
You know, we know what the hood represents and supports, but if we stop categorizing it from the project to the limelight, that lets us know even those, I mean, from the project are successful individual, successful president, vice president, governor. You know, you can be what you can be what God will have you to be if you put God first in your life. Not saying what we didn't do, but what we can do right now. You know, it's to get ahead and to go back into those places we call
the hood, but the project. Go back from beginning until now to bring them to the limelight, you know, and take something positive. Take something positive and stop always thinking that it's negativity coming from the project. The project has so much to offer. There's so many successful people that are lived in the project and are doing big things, positive things. Positive things,
right.
You know, and so we have to stop taping ourselves as hood, you know. I lived in the country, you know, but I, from the country to the city, you know, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take
right.
the country out of the girl, and that's what we have to look at things as. And then he was asking about the young lady. I think the young lady or the child or somebody. That was walking,
mm-hmm.
the child that was walking in the nurse, she was a nurse, she was 25 years old, mm-hmm. and stopped
mm-hmm.
to help this child. But,
yeah.
you know, we know now,
oh, wow.
just looking at the scene of it now,
mm-hmm.
it was a setup to take whoever that was stopped and assist this child that was walking.
Right.
And I don't know how old the child, 2, 3, 4 years old or something. And
right.
and she was 25 years old and stopped
mm-hmm.
to help. You know, it makes Samaritan afraid now of stopping
mm-hmm.
and helping anyone that is in distress.
That's crazy.
And that's so sad. It's so sad.
That's not
now
good.
Because we can't. You know, he said you lend a helping hand, but
right.
you're afraid now. You are afraid now to lend that hand because you don't know
mm-hmm.
what's behind it. You don't know what's
mm-hmm.
behind it. A young man here in Tallahassee lost his life because a young lady had her hood up on her car, off of Thomasville Road going into Thomasville. She had her hood up on a Sunday evening, and he stopped to help her. He left his home to go to the store, to run to the store up from their house. They was having a Super Bowl gathering, family gathering, and he went to get ice from the store. He stopped to assist
right.
this young lady. A man came out of the wood with a shotgun, robbed him, and killed him, and then tried to set his car on fire. So you just don't know. It makes good Samaritan. It makes good Samaritan afraid now.
Yeah.
Afraid now on the help.
Yeah, everything you just said, exact thing happened to my brother. Supposed mm-hmm. to be a supposedly stranded motorist. My brother stops, gets off the car,
yeah.
and I still want to know why he wasn't going at fast speed. Gets out the
exactly.
car to help her. He's under the hood looking. They shoot him, steal his car. You know,
yeah.
and it doesn't make any sense. So don't stop to help
right.
nobody. I don't care. Call the police. Call AAA. But do not stop. And that's male and female. Do not get out of your car to help nobody. Because
that's
my
right.
brother should still be living, you know, but trying to help somebody, he ended up getting killed. And, you know, for this guy going to get the ice, he ends up getting killed.
That's right.
Call the
that's
police.
Right.
Call AAA.
That's right. That's right.
And don't forget, Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah,
don't forget Dwayne.
Go ahead, Miss Friday. Out of here.
You said Dwayne?
I was saying don't forget Dwayne Haskins. Remember that guy from another guy from Pittsburgh. Remember when him and his friends
with
the football, and then they was walking. They came back and they was walking, and Dwayne him and his wife got into it. So he started walking instead of driving. He started walking. Remember
that whole situation right there. If
mm-hmm.
if you are a sports figure, you mean to
that's
tell
right.
me the coach, not none of your teammates.
That's
could have
right.
came and picked you up. I mean, they couldn't have called an Uber. Come on, these are millionaires. They couldn't have had no other way of getting home. That part don't make any sense to me.
That doesn't make sense.
You decided to walk though. If you decided to walk,
yeah,
you probably wanted that time, that space to actually think.
And sometimes you don't want everybody to know your personal circumstances because some people don't know how to, you know, don't know how to meet you where you are. So you don't, you just keep it to yourself. I'm sorry that he didn't call for someone, but sometimes that's why people don't reach out.
That's right.
That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's right.
And I mean, that's
ain't nothing perfect in this world. Nothing. It's going to be issues. It's going to be ups and downs.
Yes.
This isn't TV. This isn't the Cleavers or the Huxtables. This is everyday real life.
Real life.
And people have issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely true.
Yeah.
I wish he, you know, if he wanted to call someone and he didn't, and that was the reason why he didn't do it, I don't know why he didn't do it. But I'm just saying some people have tried.
They ran out of gas. Go ahead.
He's dead. So I mean, come on. Whatever. I mean, I don't know. I look at it differently.
I've seen people that actually do that in real life.
I appreciate you. You're different.
That is real life.
Yeah, so I've actually experienced having to be there, like, for someone that had done the same thing. Like, instead of, like, you know what I'm saying, getting help, doing all that, they'd rather just walk and just be in the darkness or just walk by themselves and just blur out with their emotions. Right, you know, but like you said previously, you got to be right with God. You got to put God first, you know, knowing that if it's drinking or if it's smoking or if it's sex or, you know, if it's whatever it is you're, you know, thing that's killing you and that's throwing your mojo off to have some type of balance that, you know, you have too much of. You got to watch that because I think people don't realize it until years later, they already spent, and not necessarily wasted, but just spent trying to get right. You know, it's kind of hard to help somebody that don't want to take the time to totally actually, you know, make that change. You know, but when people go through that dark hole, that rabbit hole, by themselves, and they feel like no one can relate to them. Like, you know, someone previously said, they feel like they couldn't meet them there. That's real. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. You know, so it's a really sad thing to do. Like, I still got to go through that with my family, my blood, so, you know, saying little brother. So you know, I still haven't talked to him for upon a couple of days now for the same thing. And it goes right into the same thing. It's like, yeah, we talked about, you know, the whole hood and whatnot. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that people allow money and credit to control their emotions. So ain't that something, right? You think that the money and you think that the credit is everything in the world, but it's not. Credit is man-made. It is created to control the same way that money is created to control. But the life that you get every single day when you open up your eyes, when you breathe,
absolutely.
You're able to walk, you're able to lift, whatever, sit down, bathroom. Right. It's way more worth it than anything else in the world. You know what I mean? So the money and the credit and everything is really supposed to just boost you. You should really have a natural high from you not smoking, you not drinking, you know what I mean, giving yourself some fast and some detoxing, doing those early morning yogas or workouts, doing some breathing exercises, giving yourself a natural stimulation high. You know what I mean? And eating certain fruits and vegetables and waters. Yeah, it sounds cliche and stuff like that, but how many people really consistently take time to do that? I do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have my fair share of days there.
I do yoga every Tuesday. Concentrate on the right nostril, concentrate on the left nostril. Breathe in, breathe out. I do it. And it definitely helps you. It definitely helps you. And it brings you to a center of balance.
And a lot of people don't do that though. And then especially in the black community with the black men, you know what I'm saying? It's clowned upon. Always clown when you see the black men inside doing yogas, and they find like it's this masculinity to it, but it's not. If you're not, you know, breaking cages and smashing window doors in and stuff, you gotta let that aggression and those extra emotions out. Meditation is also meant to create you, to help you organize your thoughts. Your thoughts not organized, you just out here, you don't have a to-do list by the time you wake up. You know, you're just taking it day by day. You can't just take it day by day. Every day got to mean a reason. Everything got to mean something. You know what I mean? So it goes back into the whole credit thing and the money thing. Shoot,
from my understanding, I could be wrong, but the more money you have, the less credit you need to have. But the less money you have, the more credit you need to have. Or, you know, your accountability for you to be able to pay for it. But that shouldn't be what your whole life revolve around. You know what I mean? Success comes to you. It's a vibration. So if you are vibrating on a certain vibration, love will come to you. Success will come to you. Everything that you would want and everything that you desire will come to you. But then it goes back to what the woman said earlier about how you have to be right with God. So
yeah,
a lot of people like myself before, when I said, I, you know, I used to do the music thing. I was like at the point where I was on Hot 97. I was traveling the world. I used to sit down with drinks, with drink with Noriega. You know, I used to be in Miami performing for 99 F Jams. You know, I was doing so many different things. I keep going down, performing $1,000, wearing $1,000 clothes, doing all types of stuff, right? Cool, amazing things, right?
Uh-huh.
There was at
uh-huh.
a point where my ex-girlfriend left me. I used to walk inside the club in New York, you know, and they scream my name, I'd play my song. I had a section, they had my bottles, you know what I'm saying? I had to pay for those bottles, I had to pay to get in. I had pageant queen beauty models at my tables. I got magazines with my face on it at the table, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was manifesting everything I truly desired and I wanted, but what I didn't have at the end of the day, I lost my ex-girlfriend at that time. I had lost my friend at that time. But what made me not keep going through all that and everything, I didn't have God with me. So when I didn't have God with me.
May I?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. You know, I'm going to say this because you had all the fame and fortune, but you forgot one thing.
Uh-huh.
You forgot one thing. You had all that fame and all that fortune and they laid out the tables for you and so forth. You forgot to put who was ahead of your life and who made it possible. See, you been led, you the song, the model, the 30, 40 a waistline and the beauty, the beauty on the you can gain the whole world and lose your soul behind silver and gold.
That's right.
Houses
sure
and cars
sure
and accounts and significant others. And what has profited you to gain all of that fame and all of that fortune and
that's
then
right.
to look at it now,
uh-huh.
One thing that I didn't have who's the head of my life. Who's
no,
the brain
a lot of you know, right?
Who makes it possible? Who makes it possible for me to inhale and exhale? Who makes it
that's
possible
right.
for me to get up, amen, close in my right mind? Who makes it possible, amen, and who kept his angels around me as I went to
yes,
and
ma'am.
From all over the world performing, and
yes,
he
ma'am.
Kept me from deathbed? Who
that's
made
right.
it possible? It wasn't my money. It wasn't the girls.
Nope.
It wasn't the limos.
No.
You know, it wasn't all the cameras that and so forth, you know, whooping and hollering. You know, when all of that is said and done, you got to come back to the piper. Don't forget those that you passed
right.
going up. Or the same one that you passed going up, you're going to see them coming back down. That's why you can never, ever, whatever you do and whatever you concede in, always go to the University of Christ Jesus. When you go there, you can't use with the stuff that he used. One thing for sure, two things, you know, when you put God to the curb because you're doing great now, you're doing big things popping in little girls' rocks. That just simplified to let us know that you don't put God to the side now. I don't need him now.
Yeah.
But when all hell break loose, when all hell break loose, then you fall right in the arm of the same one that put you in the place that you had. Sometimes he'll get your attention one way or another. So we got to realize all the success in the world. I never seen a U-Haul follow behind a hearse to bury your silver gold houses and cars and bank accounts and another. You'll never see it. Put God first. And then you'll learn how to put those things into perspective when he has manifested those things in your life. When he has manifested a lot of times God give us like the five foolish and the five wise. We got to be wise enough to keep oil in our lamp. Can't never do anything without God first. When God is the head and not the tail, you can succeed in anything. You are who
Amen.
God says that you are, and you can have because faith has allowed you to. You are a believer and not a doubter. You are the head and not the tail. You are God's royal priesthood, and through Christ Jesus, you can do all things through him that strengthens you. He gives you the ability. He gives you the ability. We got to stop hanging out of God's hand and receive what God has for us, because sometimes we block our own blessing. I can stick a fork in it, I'm done, and I'm completed.
Amen.
Thank you.
I was going to piggyback off of that.
Finish your thought. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, right, I was going to just go ahead and piggyback from what she said. You know, without any of those things, you know, you got to have God. And like she said, you'll go up, you know, and then you'll come back down, right? So, one random day, I was in my room, you know, and I used to put personal
life. Are you away from your phone? Because you're getting low again.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, what I was saying was, one random day, right, I was in my room, and as I was saying, I put my life aside, which was also including God, you know, family, everything aside for my dream, right? And so that means I wasn't living the best. Like, I was living in a whole basement. It was rats running around. Like, it was a lot of stuff, but I had everything else.
Yeah.
And I would walk out the door, right? I'm being honest. So, you know, one day, kind of like after – like she said, they laid the table out for me, and it was that time for me to decide what I wanted to do. One random night, I was sleeping, and in my middle of my sleep, I got cold sweats like I've never gotten before. You know, I wasn't sick, but spiritually, I was sick. So there was another point before that happened where I was spitting up black mucus, or like brown mucus. And I didn't understand it. Yeah. I didn't understand it. So I went to the doctor. Doctor wouldn't tell me, you know, couldn't tell me nothing. So for the most part. Now, I was a smoker, like heavy smoker, kind of like, you know, so and such, like drinking and doing hookahs a lot and stuff. You know, I was smoking a cigarette maybe here or there. No, not no packs or nothing, but cool, granted, whatever, right? I always was active, though. So randomly, in the middle of my sleep, started cold sweating and, like, you know, shivering and everything, and I opened up the Bible. So I always would carry a Bible with me everywhere I went, right? That was my protection, never carry, like, weapons or anything like that. So I always kept God with me, but I didn't have the, you know, the belief, like, no, this isn't right. No, I don't, you know, I didn't have that sight, you know, that discernment completely there, right? So I opened up the Bible, and randomly it started talking to me, and I opened up a random page, and it said, listen to these voices. Are these voices telling you, are they talking to you, you know, the same voices that you listen to? Meaning, I took that as, like, the music that I'm listening to, and some of those people were, like, the different people, like, Xtentacion, rest in peace. You know, he was someone, like, I would, like, kind of compare my old self to, you know what I mean? And, like, Juice WRLD, like, there's artistic, creative, emotional artists that actually make good music, real music, cool. But they were there dead. He died, you know, so I felt like Christ anointed me and saved me from going down that path of the same exact things that they did. And I even had a dream right around that same time of the same couple artists that passed, and they were singing inside of a mansion. So, like, I was already seeing everything, but I was like, but they wasn't alive. So I was like, no, this is not worth my life. So that's when I was like, yeah, God is telling me that I need to go, and I need to go on with my life, and I need to go a different path in a different direction. So, like, recently, as of just, like, less than 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I've recently gotten baptized. You know, I got admitted into a church. You know, I completely had stopped smoking. You know, I had started, you know, drinking, like, a little bit here and there, but not too much. You know, I had completely left the woman I was with at that time, because it was just so much, like, spiritual and emotional things that it was telling me. And that's when I told you, like, what I was telling you guys about, you know, meditating a lot, working out a lot, you know, eating certain fruits and things and such like that. And then, you know, just really being committed to Christ and committed to God and teaching that to other younger men and younger women around you, and just always having your pure integrity and your good energy. So there's this overwhelming feeling of peace and happiness that I feel every day from just myself, from, you know, everything I've been through and accepting everything I've been through and the over-refilling of the hand of Christ and Jesus being in my life and being thankful. Because the difference when I was alone then, as I said previously, I didn't have that, you know, covering with me. I didn't have God with me. But now when I have been alone on my new journey, it's been so spiritually empowering that there's no doubt that Christ is with me. And it's been so powerful that other people around me can feel it and tell me that, no, we know God is with you. So, yeah,
amen.
I mean, yeah, definitely God is the head and, you know, not the tail. And I'm still learning every day and still seeing all the time what's the right way and what's, you know, not the right way. But, yeah, influence is very powerful for, you know, our culture, the people that put all that music out there, the type of music that we're putting out there, accepting the music, you know, not just accepting it, but supporting the music by continuously playing it and liking it and commenting and all that. And black rap music is played more than any other music in the world. You know what I mean? So it's very, very important that in some shape or form that we take back our power of creators of music. You know, I personally don't do it anymore. I completely stopped doing music. I don't want anything to do with the music. I'm fine with it. I experienced what I experienced, and I felt like that was enough for me, and now I want to go further in doing a different profession and, you know, have a family and et cetera. Like, I'm good. I don't need all that. Once I got with Christ and God, like, I was like, I don't need all that attention. I don't need all that. Like, I'll get it the hard way. I will work and slave and work and slave and do it this way. Because something I've seen recently was that in capitalism, you don't go from just, you know, dirty money into a millionaire. That's not how that works. You go through it from investments and working hard. And from what I read and what I see, the real billionaires, the real millionaires don't respect that. You know, unless you're giving yourself over to them, and then that's how that goes and whatever happens with that. But
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So what?
There's a lot of different things I go on to about it.
Okay. So you're totally done with the music. Okay. So let me ask you: tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm gonna be working. I work 7 days a week, nighttime during the day and nighttime. Mm-hmm. I told you, I'm all in. Mm-hmm.
All right, because I was in. Okay, well. You know, we have a gospel show every Sunday on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We have a gospel show, 1 p.m. Eastern. And if you have to work, you can catch it on Rewind through Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio. You can check it out.
Nice.
But one Sunday when you're off, I definitely would like to invite you to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. And also, you can come on Saturday's show if you have time. At 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I don't know if you work, if you got time, 6 p.m. I'll get your information and we'll go from there. But definitely,
yeah, for sure.
Definitely want you to share your story and I'll be in touch. And we'll
yeah,
go from
I definitely
there.
Love to hear the knowledge and then, you know, appreciate the praise. And definitely would love to talk to other people out there that may need to hear it. There's a lot of people that be lost.
What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Oh, Anthony Bailey.
Anthony Bailey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Brother Bailey, I just want to say to you, whatever you do and wherever that you go, I'm going to give you something that you can hold on to. Always take PAF with you everywhere that you go, PAF. Remember those three letters, PAF. PAF, and it will get you through anything. It will get you through anything. Pray, aim high, focus. PAF. Pray, aim high, focus. And there's no good thing that God would withhold from you. And whether you do your rap music, because there's so many places, you know, and I did a sermon the other night, amen, coming out of the book of Matthew, the 19th chapter. many are called, but very few are chosen. You know, and the harvest is plenty. The harvest is plentiful, but the labels are few. We need a few good men and a few good women in the household of faith. Because you've been there, you doubt that you are a living testimony to tell somebody that God did and that God will bring you, amen, from overwhelm, amen, to the table being laid out, and God will bring you where you are able to encourage somebody else that are on that same road. Pray, amen, and focus. Keep your mind steadfast and stayed on the Lord. And you can still, still have what God says that you can have, even in the music industry, in the church, where you music industry, amen. You music in the church, you know, musicians, so forth. People, your time, you can use it anywhere that you go, and what God has for you, it is for you. Take those three letters with you, pray, aim high, focus. Keep your eyes on the price. The greatest price that you can have is our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on it. And any time that you get ready to eat, it don't make a difference what it is, a salad, don't make a difference what it is. You can stick a fork in it because it's already done. When you put God first, everything else will fall into place for you. Take those three letters with you everywhere that you go. Whatever you're trying to do, pray, aim high, and focus. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Bailey, may the blessings
Amen.
Of the Lord
continue
to enrich you, and may God carry you on higher heights. Be blessed. Amen. I'm complete.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, definitely
welcome
thank
home,
you, Mr.
Welcome
Bailey,
home.
For coming. Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. And feel free to come hang out with us every Saturday. We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely feel free.
I'll come back on again. You know, I'll invite some people if I'm allowed to do that through time.
Absolutely.
And, I enjoyed my time.
And bless you.
Yeah.
And bless y'all as well. You know, I really love and appreciate the energy, the positivity, you know, the conversations, the reciprocated energy back and forth, the feedback, you know. I do definitely feel like a lot more people, you know, really do need to notice that and see that, because there's a lot of souls and a lot of people that's being misled.
Right.
And it's,
right.
you know, for me, like rap, I wouldn't do that at all. Like I did, like possibly think about like doing some gospel or like being in a church or doing some music, but I'm letting God, you know, be God and do whatever naturally flow. I'm not trying to go out there and do it.
Yeah. I mean, if he picks your feet in that path again, you can reach a lot of people because, you know, inspirational music, gospel music, it is so much needed. I mean, we already got the story, Storky Norfolk, we already have him. We got the Kirk Franklin. There's not many hip-hop Christian rappers. You know, now we got Bizzle. We got Bizzle.
We need some Lecrae.
Not many after that, you know. And you can reach a lot of people.
That's right.
If the Lord directs your feet to get back into music, man, that would be a great thing.
That's right.
Well, 6 Eyes, this is DJ ATLM Sounds coming in right now. Need to drop in. Young man, I'll tell you what, you're talking to a legend himself, Mr. 6 Eyes. Used to do production work for a lot of the old school artists. So he's definitely somebody you definitely want to mentor. Also deal with gospel. And I'm going to let you know, everybody, Sunday show, 1 o'clock. Let me tell you what, gospel show, it's off the bomb. I listen to it all the time, man. Pastor Bonnet. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. He touched so many souls and so many hearts. I mean, he brings people out of darkness and let people understand what life is all about. And I definitely want to try to get my man on here to show to hear some of the great things he said, because he really explains
that
Bible down to the T.
He
makes people understand what relates into time, what's going on right now, and what you're going to face and what you're facing right now. So I've been on that call. I've listened to the show several times, and I'm going to tell you what. I've listened to a lot of great pastors, but this pastor here, he hits it on the damn bone. You hear me? He hits it on the bone. You can hear God talking to you and telling you where you need to do and what's your next move, and that's what that pastor does. So definitely I'm going to invite my man, Mr. Bailey, back on. I'm trying to get him to come more on to the show. I like his energy. I think he has a lot to give off.
Yeah, I do too.
And this is the kind of people this is the kind of people I want to get on the show so we can bring more people on the show. So y'all gonna be hearing a lot more people come through on the show, and there's a lot of people. We're gonna also get some more celebrities. And some celebrities right now want to hear what he has to say because that's being real. That's being real. That's what they feel right now. That's being real. So I'm gonna pass my ball and be complete to my man Six Eyes.
Absolutely.
But
once again, like I said, Ms. Daly, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Was somebody saying something?
I was just saying, just say bless our brother, DJ ATL, for inviting him to draw nearer to us. Amen. Just want to bless him for that. Thank you so much.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. and Mrs. Wolfgang, are you ready for your segment, Slam the Scammer? Ruthie, Ken, are you still there?
It may be the slam the switch. Well, I know our sister says she had one for us tonight.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure. I mean, I opened their mic, so I'm not sure if they're ready. But
Ruthie and Ken, are you still there? Are you still celebrating your anniversary? I mean, if so, we get it.
Amen.
Break your time. Amen. Come on.
Amen. Okay. Hey, you know, well, we were due to have Slam the Scammer, but I'm sorry. Yeah. So amen. I don't know. I was just about to say something, but yeah.
I know it. Amen.
Amen. So, ATL. Where did he go?
I'm still here. Yes, I am here.
Okay. All right. What? Okay. So we talked about the unfortunate event of the contraption. The contraption with those people perishing trying to see the Titanic wreckage. Were they in?
Were there any way to recover? Talk about Reverend Jesse Jackson, and also my late great mentor, Bobby Bird's wife, Cass, Miss Vicki Bird of James Brown family. Definitely want to send our condolences out to her.
Absolutely, absolutely. Condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family and friends, fans at the typical time, and we will definitely have a post up commemorating the passing, and your legacy lives on. You know, we gotta appreciate our stars while they're here, because once they're gone, they're gone, and the only thing left is the body of work which they left behind. You know, also I lost a good friend. Lewis, I don't know if you remember C. Ashley Brown. I don't know if you remember her. She was a great singer. She passed away today, so just want to send our thoughts and prayers to her family, her husband, at this difficult time. She'll say Ashley C. Brown. She would say C. Ashley Brown. So she would confuse you, but that's just something she liked to do. But real cool person, and definitely going to miss her, you know. So like I said, our thoughts and prayers goes out to her family and her husband at this difficult time. Yeah. Mikhail, you might be familiar with her. I'm surprised Lewis don't know who I'm talking about, but
what's your name?
C. Ashley Brown.
Yeah, I'm back on now, guys. I had to call back in. My phone acted up.
Oh.
Okay.
No worries. Glad you're back.
All right. All right. Well, here's Ruthie with her segment, Slam the Scammer. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're ready for your segment. What you're going to
okay.
do, here's the Wolfgang with Slam the Scammer.
Okay, these are credit scams. Be aware of common signs of credit scams. Charges appear on your credit card statement that you did not authorize. Debt collectors contact you to collect on phantom or ghost debts that you didn't actually owe. Credit repair companies charge advanced fees to repair your credit, make false promises, or encourage you to give false information to creditors. Take these steps to avoid being a victim. Review your credit card statements at all times. Get copies of your credit reports at www.annualcreditreport.com to verify credit accounts in your name. For more information or file a complaint, contact your credit card issuer, your state Consumer Protection Office, or Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And hold on, I'll give you those addresses. I got to switch over page. I'm having fun. It's a big book here, so I just have to flip to page 102. Okay, here we're coming. 102. All right, there's 104. All right, we got 102. Okay, here we are. Good job. Come on. Do not do that. Okay. Now, this is the, let's see. Okay, the Federal Trade Commission is the one that usually they ask. Is FTC.gov, www.ftc.gov. There's also the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Some people mess with your bank account. They have www.fdic.gov. And then Federal Communications Commission is www.fcc.gov/consumer/governmentalaffairs-bureau. So that's a lot of things that you can get help with. And personally, I have had no problem with credit cards because I don't like them. But I know some people who've had credit card problems, and people really like to hurt them bad. Somebody came in our house and was looking at someone else's credit card in the house and not me, and they ripped off stuff off our credit card that was my husband's, and I tell you, don't mess with them. Make sure you always look at your statement. Make sure that somebody else didn't mess with your account. All right, y'all.
Bless you, sister. That was wonderful. Good information.
Yeah, I got a whole book of stuff here. It's going to be fun. Every week I'll have one for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
You have been informing us for months now. This is wonderful. We look forward to Slam the Scammer. We definitely want to do that, and we thank God for all that you do to bring when you tell us what to look out for and what to do if something has happened to us or someone else. Bless you.
All right.
Bless
so,
all you guys, too.
Thank you. Thank you. So I have a trivia question. Now, Ruthie, you and Evangelist Clayton might be able to answer this because I listened to it today, and I still couldn't tell how many. But in the show The Rifleman, how many shots do you hear? The Rifleman with Chuck Connors.
You might know, but I think might be about 10.
7?
Oh, go ahead.
More than 7.
I said 19.
You might be right.
21 gun salute.
It's not that many now, but it'd be like.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that 19. Show. It does have a lot of shots.
It's 19. Somebody, who looked it up? Who looked it up?
A rifle
can't hold no 19
bullets. Might be a big rifle.
Why you got to extend the clip on it?
not back in those days.
Who looked it up?
I'm trying to find it now, but I don't know.
Hey, but you know they never ran out of bullets until they counted. You know, they could shoot all day back in them days.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't run out of bullets, man. Not on the movie.
Man, reflecting on Papa Six Eyes, I sat, watched The Price is Right. I watched The Rifleman and listened to play music. But listen, I still say watch, but listen. It was a good day. You know, it's a good day. I try my best each day to smile. When I smile, my parents smile. My goofy sister and brothers, they smile when I smile. You know, and that's how I do it. And if you also have your siblings, I'm so happy for you. So happy for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, Six, are we looking for Lucan McCain's rifle? Is that the rifle? We're trying to count how many shots fired. It says here 12 times. From the Winchester.
Well,
he shoots his Winchester rifle about 12 times. First 7 shots are close up, and then the rest are long range.
Okay.
But another one says 13 times. And another says 14 times.
Okay.
Well, we know it's probably more than your typical rifle could really shoot.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's it. And Evangelist Clayton, you have a birthday coming up. So what do you have planned?
I don't know, but I want my cake. I want my cake, I want my cake. Yeah. And but I'm not sure. I'm sure my daughter them to say no, I love seafood is probably gonna be someplace that's gonna take me. And that's gonna be on a Friday, next Friday.
28th.
Next Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. But whatever it is, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I give God the praise for another opportunity to celebrate one more year that he has given. I'm grateful.
Amen. Yeah, another year around the sun. You can't be mad at that.
That's right,
that's
definitely
a blessing. Definitely a blessing.
That's right.
All right.
Now, see, we're not letting our brother Jai off the hook, you said. Is that still true for right now?
Jai, you still there?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
All right, brother. Yeah, so when we started off the show, so we know your mental is good, thumbs up. Everybody had a thumbs up for their mental today, and that's going to be it each Saturday show. Thumbs up, thumb down for the mental. Thumbs up, thumbs down for the mental. That's how that's going to be. And the question was, as you were younger, growing up, and now being an adult, what are some of the things you like to do in the summer months? And what are some things you still do that you did when you were younger?
Well, I'm going to say some of the things I like to still do. I like to still shoot the little hoops, man. I still like to get out on the hard court in the hot sun and shoot hoops like when I was younger, you know. That's one of the things that I like to do, you know, staying young at heart, you know, being athletic, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Excellent.
I still like to draw designs in her. I got that when I was youthful. You know, I still like to hook the heads up, put a little designs in them and stuff like that, you know. So, you know, I still like the color a little bit every now and again. You know,
okay.
Every now and
okay.
again, you know, to ease my mental, I like to get out of coloring book and just start coloring. So, you know, staying youthful.
Nice.
There you go. Man, my
yep.
sister, that's one thing I used to hate. I, you know, and I'm competitive, but when I would coloring against my sister, I'm going to lose every time because she had technique. You know, it seemed like her sharpener and her 64 box of crayon never got dull. You know, it's just like she would color circles around me. And she would color to where she colored so hard you got the shavings of the crayons, and then she would take her fingernail and scrape off the excess crayon, and you get such a nice blend. I'm like, how do you do that? Man, I'm telling you, she was cold coloring. My sister was cold coloring.
Yeah. So you couldn't stay in the lines, man. You couldn't stay within the line six or what?
I shined where she didn't shine. She shined where I didn't shine. You know.
Yeah.
So it all worked out. It all worked out. But
that's right.
You know, my nieces and nephews. You know, my youngest niece took over where she left off, far as doing hair, because Tweety does hair and she's quite good at it. She actually started off with the mannequin. I was one of her clients at a very early age. I mean, bergamot grease all in my damn hair. I was there. And she's 18 now, so, you know, it's just my prayer that she finds her way, you know, she finds her way and be a productive citizen to society. That's my prayer. And that her siblings, you know, do what they're supposed to do as siblings. That's my prayer. Because one thing about it, man, when they get grown, they forget they were ever little. They forget they were little. So love them all. Yeah.
Yeah. She 18 now. So you was getting hooked up with all the her dudes then. You got some new dudes. You got some new hair dudes, man. You was wearing some new stuff. You say some bergamot in your hair.
Yeah. Oh, it's bergamot?
Yeah, bergamot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she 18. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she's hooking you up with some fly styles.
Okay. Wow. I must have just
she did her best.
Yeah.
He still have his hair, brother. She gave him what's called like a deep, you know, emollient conditioning. You know what I'm saying? You know, he just wasn't hip at all. Wasn't hip.
Man.
He wasn't hip.
That's funny.
That's a high quality service he received all those years. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, right.
And your neck was well lotioned. Your ears was well lotioned. All right.
Yeah.
We was greased up for sure. Bergamot.
Yeah.
Yes. High quality now.
So what's next? What we got? ATL. What's next?
Sorry.
But does anyone want to hear a little music? I know we promised our brother two-piece a song, any song by Busta Rhymes.
You still here, two-piece?
What happened to the birthday guy?
I think the birthday guy skipped the beat.
I'm finna ask him how old he is, you know. I ain't never got his age.
43 years, yeah.
Oh, he's just 43?
Mm-hmm.
40. He's probably the youngest one on here. Well, no, maybe you're the youngest on here.
Nah, I'm younger than that. Yeah, I'm a little younger than that.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody. What'd you buy, 22, 26?
Oh, no, I wish, man. I wish I still was, but no. I'm 41. I'll be 42 on August 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
August 21st, you said, brother?
Yeah.
Okay,
August 21st.
Write that down so we don't forget. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, August 21st.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, I don't know what's next. I do know I have to get up for the gospel show tomorrow. Jeff, if you're not doing nothing, make sure you come. Evangelist Clayton, hope to see you there. Pride and Joy, hope to see you there. ATL, hope to see you there. Nicole, hope to see you there. Queen Nye, hope to see you there. Ruthie, Wolfgang, hope to see you there. The world, hope to see you there. I'll be there.
You know they're
going to
be there.
When you get your prayers on without leaving the house, that is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9617. And also, join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and 5 Central for My Daddy's Records. Had the first show last Saturday. Great. Check it out.
Friday evening.
Friday, 6 Pacific, 3, oh my God, wait a minute, let me try this again. Okay.
Yep, 3 Pacific.
5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 3 Pacific. There it is.
Amen.
There it is. And that's My Daddy's Records. Excuse the infraction of time. But yeah, so that's 5 Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. All right, good night, America. You just enjoyed the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes. ATL and the crew want to thank Ja for stopping by. Want to thank Anthony Bailey, Evangelist Clayton, Pride and Joy, Queen Nine, Nicole, ATL, myself, the Wolf Gangs, Two Piece. Good night. God bless. Lord, watch over us.
Good night, everyone.
My first and all the two
days.
Hey, everyone.
Good night.
Night. Night.
I'm going to bed, y'all.
Oh. Sleep
Thank you.